This brings us to the case of Dr. Rodinia, George Rodinia, a young Russian fellow, very intelligent, became a PhD and MD, but before that had trouble with the KGB and couldn't get out of Russia. In fact, when he tried to get out of Russia, he was purposely run down by the KGB, overriding the sidewalk and running over him. And this is how his accident started and his story started.
As a psychiatrist, as a neuropathologist, for me, God never existed. I never believed in God. I never believed in Bible. I never thought about God or Bible or divinity. In 1976, I was 20 when I was already a doctor working in Georgia. I met a lady from Texas, and I tried to leave the country many times, but I didn't have such a help. This lady tried to help me, and I became in big trouble with KGB. Because my work, I worked on adenosine triphosphate, it's a neurotransmitter in our brain, and with the conjunction of oxytocin, I discovered several things, and I was a scientist, and KGB didn't want me to go, so that's why they decided to kill me. That's how I got into another dimension of my life. I was standing on the sidewalk, ready to depart to New York, waiting for a cab, when a car ran on the sidewalk and hit me. I flew 10 meters and I fell and then ran. The car runs over me. My friends and relatives took me to hospital, and the hospital staff, friends of mine, and two other professors constated or declared me dead. They put me in morgue, in a freezer, and 3 days later they took me out on Monday. It was Friday night, and on Monday morning they began my autopsy. And these 3 days being out of my body, seeing everything what was happening around, seeing myself, my body, seeing my birth, my parents, my wife, my child, my friends, I saw their thoughts, I saw what they were thinking, how they how their thought moved from one to another dimension. It was incredible experience. I was in darkness, in total darkness, and this darkness was pressing. This darkness existed not beyond, but existed within. What I want to say is that darkness was pressing, and I was in the middle of this sphere, and I didn't understand why and how this darkness existed. Where was I? And I understood I didn't have a body because I didn't feel it. But then I thought about light. I went through that little hall into light. But light was more powerful, more burning. I mean, you cannot compare it to anything. No word can explain it. And this light was so burning and going through flesh. But I didn't have a body. That was the most interesting part. And I was scared of that light. I thought, where is that hall to darkness? Go to shade to save myself from this light. What is that light? I don't know. I mean, it can be called light of God. It can be called light of life. But light is light and darkness is darkness. And then, as a psychiatrist and scientist, I didn't think about that. The only thing was that I was in light. We were not raised in God. You know, Soviet Union, we didn't go to church. We didn't have... There were people who went, but they were some kind of limited people. We thought they didn't know better that there is no God. But during that 3 days being in morgue, in freezer, changed all my life. To begin the autopsy, they began to cut my chest. That was the first incision. Then I opened eyes. So when I opened eyes and he saw the pupils were convulsing, becoming smaller, to say simply, he saw that it was reacting on light. It means it's life. And they put me back into hospital and began resuscitation. My lungs were collapsed for many time. I mean, long time. I was on respirator for 90 days. I mean, it's not that it happened fast, but the life came back. And what they discovered was that life was there during the autopsy, but it wasn't that all organs worked. I mean, it was hard work for 9 months being under the recovery. It didn't happen immediately. I mean, the life was there, but it doesn't mean that I could survive if not doctors who helped me to regenerate my health and organs. When I came to life back, a lot of different experiences happened, and I experienced a lot of rejection, a lot of fight with the reality of others, but nothing could change my mind. I knew my destination, I knew my way, and I decided to leave the country. And again, this lady from Longview, Texas, helped me to move to United States, and we came to Texas, and we continued to live in Texas still. Sometimes things are beyond our grasp, but I don't try to explain it all, because I know and I believe that God knows better, and I believe that I don't need to be explained. And why it was shown to me, and why it's me chosen to be, it wasn't questioned, and I don't care about that, honestly. I care that it was. I deeply believe in God of love, and God is love. And I believe that God created everything for betterness and for incredible future, if we don't ruin it.